Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Bet. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about Shelichut Yad. Shelichut Yad, sending the hand, is when a Shomer takes some of the item that was deposited by him and he wants to keep all of it or some of it for himself forever, permanently, or he would use the item in a way that would permanently ruin the item or some of it. If a shomer does this, even a shomer hainam, someone who's not paid, then he's considered to be a thief, and he would be responsible for any type of loss to this item, even an unavoidable loss. In the first case, we'll talk about where the shomer took an item for himself, he committed shelichut yad, and then the item went through a physical change, and that physical change changed the value of the item. And then afterwards, thirdly, he lost the item in a way that could not be prevented. So here we'll talk about a machloket about how much the shomer has to pay to the actual owner of the item. Mishnah says, Hashaleach yad bepikadon bet shamay omrim yilke behaser ub yater. If the shomer took an item that was deposited by him, and he took it for himself, and then the item changed, and then, like we said, he lost it in an unavoidable way, Beit Shammai says that he would suffer the value of the change, whether the change is an increase or the change is a decrease. In other words, the shomer over here is always going to now have to lose out however you slice the situation. For example, the situation of a decrease, which is behaser, the example that we have is, let's say there's an animal that was pregnant at the time that it was stolen, and then that pregnant animal gave birth after it was stolen, while it was already in the hands of the thief. And then he loses both the animal and the newborn. So what would you say? If you look at it at the time of the theft, he only stole a pregnant animal. If you look at it from the time that he lost it, he didn't lose a pregnant animal, he lost an animal and its kid, both of them, two animals, and that's worth much more than the value of an animal that was pregnant. So therefore we say, the shomer over here, who did shelichut yad, who sholeach yad, did something wrong by stealing the animal over here, he would be responsible to pay for both the animal and for the child. And a situation where you have an increase, which is ubiyater, that the Mishnah said, is, let's say he stole an animal that was not pregnant, and then the animal became pregnant. And then later on, he lost that pregnant animal. So here, it's not enough to pay what the animal was worth at the time that he stole it, which is an unpregnant animal. But what we say is that since the animal got pregnant later on, while it was still in his possession and increased, he has to pay the value of a pregnant animal to the actual owner. So no matter what the situation is, either the increase or the decrease of the worth of the animal after the theft, the shomer would have to pay the change no matter what. But Beit Hillel disagree. Beit Hillel omrim, kishat hotza'ah. Say Beit Hillel, he only pays according to what the value was at the time that he removed or stole the item from the possession of the owner. He doesn't pay what happened later on or this and that. He stole an item from somebody. At that time that he stole it, how much was it worth? That's what he has to pay. He doesn't pay anything more than that. Third opinion, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kish'at HaTevi'ah, says Rabbi Akiva, he pays the value at the time that the claim was there against him in court. The increase in value that happened pre-court date, up to the court date, is what we take into account. But we don't take into account the increase in value that happened after the court date. That's the way Rabbi Akiva understands it. He learns it out from Pisukim. Now to elaborate more on shelichut yad, if somebody thinks or actually speaks out the fact that they want to steal an item that was deposited by them, is that considered to be enough for shelichut yad, or do you have to have an action of actually stealing the item? Ha'choshev lishloach yad befikadon, bet shamay omrim hayav, if a shomer wants to steal a deposited item, take it for himself, and he says that in front of two witnesses that he wants to take the item, but he never took the item, Beit Shammai say at that point in time, he would be responsible for any unavoidable loss, because according to Beit Shammai, even a mere statement, speech alone would be enough to be considered shelichut yad. He would learn this out from Pisukim. We say al kol devar pesha, on all matters of pesha, of negligence. And we learn out from here that devar, dibur, that even a dibur, speech, would be enough to consider a person to be a posheya, to be negligent. Bet Hillel omrim eno hayab ad shishlach bo yad. Bet Hillel says, no, a person is not responsible until he actually takes the item for himself. He wouldn't be responsible, again, the subject here is, for unavoidable loss, until he takes the item for himself. He learns it out. Shene'emar, im lo shalach yado b'mlech et re'ehu. He learns it out from the pasuk that says, if the shomed did not put his hand on his fellow's property, then he wouldn't be responsible. And here we're talking about the putting of a hand, which is a physical act, not just speech. We'll elaborate more on the opinion of Bet Hillel. Ketzad, how would a shomer do shilichut yad according to Bet Hillel? He tata havit v'natel him min a revi'it. If he took a barrel of wine and he spilled a revi'it from it for himself, he tilted the barrel in order to get some of the wine out of it, and then he scooped out enough of a revi'it. And then the barrel later on broke. It broke because of an unavoidable loss, an accident, nothing that he could have prevented. And then all the wine got destroyed. He would only pay the amount of a revi'it of wine over here, not for the rest. In order to be liable for the rest of the wine for shilichut yad, he would have had to do something that acquired the item. He would have had to perform some sort of kinyan, pulling the item, lifting it, carrying it, something of that nature. But tilting the barrel over here wouldn't be enough to be considered a kinyan. So the shomer would not be liable for the entire barrel of wine because he never really acquired it, but only for the revi'it that he stole. Higbiha v'natal him min revi'it. But if he lifted the whole barrel, he didn't just tilt it over, and he did that with the intention of taking a revi'it of wine for himself, v'nishbera, and then the barrel broke afterwards, and same over there, an unavoidable accident, mishalem demekula, he has to pay for the entire barrel, because by lifting up the barrel, he has now taken ownership of it. It's a ma'aseh kinyan, and therefore he's responsible for the entire barrel when it falls or spills, and all the wine gets destroyed.